On the side of South Adams Street, in an empty lot, sits Breadwinner's Barbecue. Cars are rushing by while meat sizzles in a smoker next to the black food truck. Tolan Barrington, known as the $5 Barbecue Man, serves his specialty in the July heat. His business is not even a block away from the barbershop Clippers, where a man was shot to death and his child held at gunpoint earlier this summer.
Sight of violence to people is nothing now. You know, the movies that come out now are so gory. The kids see this stuff, and it's hard to distinguish reality from this fiction-based stuff that's in the movies.
Even though violent movies and video games are often blamed for gun violence, the American Psychological Association released a policy statement in 2017 saying there's scant evidence for the correlation. At the nearby brunch staple Olean's, a middle-aged woman with gray hair, glasses, and a soft voice steps from behind the serving counter to add her input. She doesn't want to be recorded, but says to her, the shootings indicate a lack of faith and morals. She says young men in their 20s are poisoning the minds of their younger siblings and that they misdefine respect, believing respect is showing someone who's boss, and being boss is worth more than a life.
The crime-prone years for most of our males in our society are from about 16 until about 28, 29.
Leon County Sheriff Walt McNeil isn't surprised by this perspective.
And that's the same range that you'll find most of the crimes people we're arresting are within that age range.
More than half of this year's shootings remain unsolved. But of those arrested, more than 80% are black males and between the ages of 15 and 29. McNeil says each case is different, but adds that most of the young men committing crimes come from poor, distressed communities and single-parent homes. They're locked in a cycle of institutionalized poverty, a cycle that breeds anger, and one McNeil acknowledges is difficult to break.
We have to socialize, if that's the right term, the males in our community to, one, respect each other, respect life, to understand that being a man isn't what the old Western movies used to project as a man.
Most of the time, the shootings that we see is like it really don't have nothing to do with being poor or nothing like that. Just be people getting caught up in a moment.
That's Yelena Wesley. It's a hot day at Cascades. Children are playing in the water feature to cool off from the 90 degree heat. On the other side of the park, Wesley sits with her friend, Derica Williams, in the shade of the coffee shop, looking at the waterfall. Derica remembers the first time a shooting hit close to home.
It was at my cousin's birthday party, and I was just talking to him about his shoes that my auntie Tabby had on. Like, they had on the same shoes or whatever. And so we was like, owed them the same shoes, and we was laughing and joking. And he walked off minutes later.
And then somebody came down the road screaming, Tete got shot, Tete got shot.
DeWante Tucker, nicknamed Tete, was killed in 2015 near Dewey and Preston Street. Neither of the girls knew why Tucker was shot, but that day was one they would never forget. Since then, they say the shootings have gotten worse. Wesley sees the shootings as senseless and points to the shooting at Clippers that started with an argument as an example. And while Sheriff McNeil believes the shootings can be stopped with a change of attitude, Williams views the situation as hopeless.
It's nothing that police or detectives or anybody that could do something about it, because people are going to do what they want to do regardless of the fact of anything.
Meanwhile, about a mile away in a busy Starbucks, Bobby and Beverly Mount discuss the shootings they've dealt with professionally and personally. They used to be social workers in the Southside community, but recently they've put a pause on that career. Beverly Mount believes that some just snap in the heat of the moment.
For me personally, I think that has a lot to do. Anger has a lot to do with mental health, like if you cannot control it.
For these women, they've seen two methods that Tallahassee has used to address violence. The program types are prevention and intervention. Bobby Mount explains why intervention isn't helpful.
These kids have been institutionalized. That's going to require more than you and I going to their home once or twice a week to sit down and talk about anger management. They've seen a whole lot. They got a whole lot of anger management stuff when they were locked up. If they're coming back to the same place that they left, okay, what problem are we solving?
Amid Tallahassee's tide of gun violence, the Leon County Sheriff's Office recently relaunched its call for the community to come together to help reduce violence. It asked for community members to lock their cars and report things that look suspicious, and it asked religious organizations to form programs for youth to attend weekly. But since the relaunch in May, there have been 18 shootings, six of them fatal. There's one area that seems to be doing something right, the California Bay Area, City of Oakland. According to Giffords Law Center, a firm that is dedicated to researching gun violence, since 2012, Oakland reduced its fatal shootings by nearly half, and its non-fatal shootings decreased by more than 50%. The strategy that is credited for the reduction is the national program Cure Violence, a program name that the city of Tallahassee has heard before.
Cure Violence would employ individuals from that neighborhood that also had issues with violence and who were incarcerated and who have changed their ways. And these individuals are what they call interrupters. And these individuals are seen as credible because they walk the walk.
That's Gloria Pugh. In 2015, after an uptick in violent crime, the Community Leadership Council on Gun Violence was formed. Pugh was on that panel. At the time, to form one Cure Violence Center in Tallahassee would have cost between $400,000 to $500,000, but Pugh says she thinks the cost is worth it. Ultimately, the city of Tallahassee went with a community policing model instead.
Where police officers are getting more involved in the community with our young people, with neighborhood associations, and having those individuals get to know them and them get to know the community so that relationships are built.
City Commissioner Curtis Richardson was a part of that decision, and he's confident that it was the right one.
We've seen a reduction in crime, particularly violent crime, in our community over the last several years based on what we've done.
Richardson's right. According to the Florida Department of Law Enforcement, overall violent crime is down by 6.6% from 2017 to 2018. But that includes murder, sexual offenses, robbery, and aggravated assault. At this time last year, only 29 shootings had occurred in Tallahassee compared to today's 45. For WFSU News, I'm Grace Krapps.